from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and Sandra has spent a ton of time talking about the Atlanta Braves. We want to get into that just a little bit more. And we did not talk about it just a second ago, again, but Grant Holmes on the hill tonight, Bo. And you mentioned the fact that this is a guy who's been a starter at other times and has found his way as a little bit of a minor league journeyman into a huge role for the Atlanta Braves and a massive, massive week for this team.
Yeah, and they're going against Colin Ray tonight. I believe I'm pronouncing that right, who has had a pretty good year, and he's a guy that has a plethora of pitches. You know how we talk about Schwellenbach, who we'll get to in a minute, and all the pitches he has.
The repertoire.
Ray has the same thing where he'll throw his sinker. He'll mix in a cutter, a sweeper. He's a guy that likes to throw a lot of stuff with movement, and then he only relies on his four-seamer 17% of the time, and it's averaging a 93, so that part doesn't scare you, but he's a movement guy. But, you know, I was thinking about this home stuff. It's going to sound silly what I'm about to say. If he gave us four innings of two or less runs, I would be very happy because
it's like a mini quality start.
It is like
I was
a mini
say, quality. That's where we're start. At now. That's where
yeah.
happiness begins.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
For a night like tonight,
yeah.
I agree with you. I mean,
it is. Honestly,
I'm on the same page, and I laugh saying a mini quality start. That's exactly what it is. You're not going to ask him to go six tonight,
right?
If we went five with three on runs, I'd still feel the same way because that is a mini. That is one inning from a quality start. Other than just the inning, it's three runs. That's what I need because I want I think my offense feels like they're in a good place. And I know that Colin Ray's a good pitcher, but we feel like we're in a good place after the weekend. Because the weekend offensively against the Mets, I didn't think it was bad. It was Thursday night and Friday, you were just a debacle. Defensively, base running, you know, pitching-wise, you just weren't very good. And then you turned it on. Schwellenbach doing that seven innings with 11 strikeouts and no walks with no earned runs, he just settled everything.
I got to tell you, man, in this team, and I want to, you know, continue to get into the Ronaldo Lopez stuff. Ronaldo Lopez, you check his velocity, he's not down too much. And actually, I think the last pitch he threw was like 97.1.
Yeah. But his last eight were like 96 or more.
It did feel like, and I'll get you guys to talk on this a little bit, it did feel like the PNR for the Braves on Friday. Like, it's a, you know, when you talk to pilots and they like the point of no return, like where your gas can't get you back to the airport, right. Like it just felt like the Braves were entering in this mode, losing two games to the Mets on Thursday and Friday. We're like, dude, you better find a way to get some more gas in the engine because you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it anywhere if you can't pick it up. And, you know, with that trade deadline looming, it just felt like must win games the last 2 days. I don't know if you'll put that label when you take on, you know, the Brewers and everybody else that's coming up, but just as clutch as it could possibly be when you talk about what Matt Olson and Schwellenbach and all the other guys did over the weekend.
Yeah, I give the credit to Schwellenbach, and it was written in the article. I can't remember which player said it, but they said we needed that. Like that was like almost a hero-esque start for him where you just needed something so badly to go your way. Because I'll be honest with you, after the Morton debacle on Friday, I started wondering how low that they're going to hit before they get a win. And I even started saying, I won't be surprised if Schwellenbach goes out there and gives you six innings and gives up two runs and they lose 2-0.
Oh.
I was so frustrated with this. You came out, won the first game in the break, lose six straight. There's no, in the regular season, it's hard to put must win on a game, right? But
especially this now where all these teams are in the playoffs.
But
yeah. You're right. That's where we are.
That's where we are.
Yeah. And I think to me it would be you got some must-win series. And I think this is a short series with Milwaukee.
But do you, sorry, I was going to say, do you just turn your eye to the Brewers, or are you full speed? You got to be full speed, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, you, every opponent is one that you have to put every amount of attention on. And I loved what Frenchie was in the but Jeff Francoeur was in the booth over the weekend, and that when Dylan Lee starts warming up, they're like, oh, this is bad news, and they started talking about, is Grant Holmes still going to make his start tomorrow? Are they going to send him? And Francoeur straight up said, let me tell you something. You ain't worried about tomorrow.
No.
You need to win. You need to win this game today. Yeah. And then he went on to say, I will say this, though, Brandon. He's on the Brandon Gaudy. He goes, I will say this. The fact that Grant Holmes has not already went down there with Dylan Lee warming up tells you that they're probably not either, A, worried about having to use him, or B, they're just not going to use him and they're sticking to their plan. But I love the urgency that he had talking about the game, and I do believe you're going to start seeing Brian Snitker manage it with that type of urgency.
Nikki, I want to bring you in on this conversation as well. Bo and I have been going back and forth, and I think the Ronaldo Lopez kind of makes both of our points, both of our standpoints. I've kind of been under the, you know, the not assumption, but the outlook that you get to a certain point if you're Alex Anthopoulos, the GM of the Braves, and with the trade deadline approaching, you get to a certain point where you are so banged up and you're hitting so badly that you wondered if it's even worth getting rid of prospects or any money to bring in some of these guys at the trade deadline. Bo is, you know, he wants to bandage it up, and this is a team that's still squarely in the wild card race and, you know, make magic happen in the playoffs. But I look at it as Alex Anthopoulos, and I'm going, I don't know what you can do. And now that Lopez goes down, you're dealing with the Max Fried stuff, and obviously you haven't had Spencer Strider in forever. And I just wonder if Alex Anthopoulos looks at this year and goes, man, maybe we're just cursed.
Let me just tell you, I don't want to be AA in these next 24 hours.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
Because you can, you come from both sides of that argument, and we'll find out soon.
Yeah, that's
we're going to find out real soon.
You know, you know who I don't want to be, actually? The guy on the other end of the phone with AA.
Mm.
Because if I look down in the call ID, says Alex Anthopoulos, or it just says, you know, a 404 or 770 number, and it says Atlanta, Georgia, I'm
like,
are
they hitting the red button?
I'm like, no, I ain't answering that crap.
I'm busy.
Because he fleeces people, and it feels like every year we do these deals. The Raisel Iglesias deal is the perfect example.
So
we
good.
Trade like cash, and I can't remember, maybe a minor league guy that we've never heard from again. No offense, but never heard from again. And Jesse Chavez for Raisel Iglesias. And then all of a sudden, Raisel Iglesias, the last 2 years, becomes our starter. And guess where Jesse Chavez was 3 weeks later?
Yeah.
Atlanta, pitching. So you essentially stole Raisel Iglesias. I mean, you essentially stole the rights to him. And then you look at Soler, who was hitting that year, I think he was hitting like 212 with 15 home runs or something that year. And then he went off and he was a World Series legend. He hit, you know, the home run you remember most in the World Series should have been David Justice's home run in that 96 one. But you actually remember the Jim Leyritz one in 97 more because of how it broke your heart. And now no one talks about that home run anymore. They only talk about Soler's moonshot that has yet to land.
Yeah.
So that's what he goes and gets. I mean, Rosario was the MVP in the NLCS. So I don't want to be the guy on the phone with AA.
No, you don't. And you know, the minute you trade the guy to the Braves, he's probably going to turn into an all-star at least for 1 year. Right?
Or from August to October, he's like, man, that guy was not the guy we had here.
Yeah, right. Tucker Davidson. Tucker Davidson was the minor leaguer for the Raisel Iglesias trade.
Oh,
so there you go,
sorry,
right
Tuck.
There. You know what I mean? Perennial all-star at this point, if you will.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.